Chapter 1. Nelson, Nevada, 1870s. Indiana Gray sat in the office of her stepfather's lawyer with her betrothed, Sebastian, at her side. He seemed more anxious about her inheritance from Lawrence McGillivray than she was. Of course, he was anxious for them to be wed, and a windfall like her inheriting a fine ranch would give their marriage a good start. She could feel the tenseness in Sebastian as he held her hand and she gently squeezed his fingers. I'm the one who should be feeling anxious, not him. Money, as such, had never bothered her, but it meant a lot for Sebastian, who was desperate to own his own ranch. They had been stepping out for 2 years now, and her stepfather's worsening health had worried Sebastian to such an extent as she had no other living relatives to turn to. He suggested they put their wedding forward, something she was more than happy to do because he was so handsome, smart, and caring, the type of man most young women dreamed of marrying. The lawyer, Mr. Zachary, cleared his throat and shuffled a pile of papers around on his desk. How strange. The man appeared to be nervous. This is the last will and testament of Lawrence McGillivray, rancher of Nelson. Indy was shocked when Sebastian said, Just read the most important stuff, like what Indiana is going to get. She felt her cheeks heat up as Mr. Zachary gave her a hard, speculative stare and cleared his throat for a second time. Hopefully the poor man wasn't coming down with some type of throat infection. I'll get straight to the point. Mr. McGillivray has left the whole of his estate, except for a couple of small bequests, to his only daughter. Sebastian gave Indy a triumphant smile. How much will Indiana receive? Indy inwardly cringed at how greedy and impatient Sebastian sounded to get his hands on her money. She will receive $50.
$50?
Sebastian leapt to his feet. If you've misappropriated any of Indiana's money, we'll call in. Sit down, young man, the lawyer said. Mr. McGillivray has left the bulk of his estate to his daughter, Valerie Jean McGillivray. What? Indiana exclaimed in shock, clutching at her throat. He hasn't got a daughter, other than me.
I'm afraid you've been living under a misapprehension, Miss Gray. You are not his daughter, step or otherwise.
But he and my mother were married.
I'm sorry, but they obviously weren't. This is an outrage, Sebastian snarled. You're just trying to rob my fiancé of her inheritance.
I assure you, this is not the case, Miss Gray. It says here, and this will was made only 4 years ago, my client left $50 to his housekeeper, Mrs. Annie Gray.
Housekeeper?
Indy could hardly get the word out past the lump in her throat. My mother told me they got married a couple of years after my father died.
I'm afraid if they did indeed go through a marriage ceremony, it would not be legal, as his wife, Ida Jean McGillivray, is still alive and has been bequeathed the sum of $100.
All color drained out of Indy's face. She could literally feel it seeping away. A glance at Sebastian shocked her even more. His face was red with anger, his eyes blazing.
Our engagement is off, he said bluntly. I will not wed a woman whose reputation has been compromised by living alone with a man who wasn't kin.
Indy made to rise, then slumped back on the seat, fearing her wobbly legs would not hold her weight if she stood. I thought he was my stepfather. Sebastian's features turned quite ugly. She couldn't believe the swift change in him. From a charming, caring young man, he had turned into someone horrible. You can't blame me for that. I mean, nothing untoward ever happened. She reached out for Sebastian, who leapt away as if her very touch could contaminate him.
I'm sorry, Miss Gray. You can collect your $50 from the bank on Monday, also the money left to your mother. I'll make the arrangements.
Thank you. What do I do in the meantime?
Leave town, Sebastian said rudely. No respectable person will want to associate with a fallen woman.
His cruel statement almost killed her. Then, like a lightning bolt, she realized he didn't love her. He had just wanted the McGillivray ranch and the money he thought she would inherit. His professed love for her was nothing more than a monstrous lie.